I'm speaking with Margaret Winter of MediQuest, and your company is dealing with Medicare and simplified plans, but you also deal with Social Security. Tell me about how you can help people with Social Security and their application process.
Sure, I'm happy to do that. In our agency, I am a registered Social Security analyst. I'm one of less than a dozen in the state of Wisconsin. It's a recent designation that I've obtained, and that gives me the opportunity to help people with their claiming strategies. I also help people if they need to have assistance with creating a Social Security or login.gov.
Yeah.
It's not something I can do on my own. It's something I can assist with.
Right.
So people do need to be present and bring their own devices in order to have me help them establish that account.
Yeah. This is a newer thing from the federal government to require most of their, well, just about everything that they do with Social Security is online now. You don't have a phone number you can call up and say, hey, I want to talk to somebody about Social Security. It doesn't work.
There are still national phone numbers that exist, and there are local offices. However, some of the most important things like changing your address or changing your bank account information must be done online.
Okay.
The reason for that is to eliminate identity theft.
Sure. Which, again, makes it harder for senior citizens to be, you know, looking at their devices or more likely their computers. Some people don't have computers. Some people don't have good internet, as we mentioned before. Are there places that you can help people, like maybe at the public library where there's public stations to work at? Can they do that?
I am able to assist people wherever they need me to be. I am working with our local Hayward Senior Center and Hayward Library to create an event where we can have people come in and we'll have 30-minute sessions for people and there will be devices available. The critical thing is that each individual must have an individualized email address. So if there's a husband and a wife that share an email address, one of them will need to create another email address because only one email address can be linked to a Social Security account.
Oh, very interesting. Okay. Which is great because Gmail is free. You can set up a Gmail.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about some of the nuances of applying for Social Security. First of all, how do you qualify for that? What are the qualifications?
Well, number one, you must have worked enough credits, 40 credits, essentially 10 years to qualify for Social Security benefits.
Okay.
Your claiming age is at minimum 62 unless you're on disability.
Yeah.
And what I help people do is look at their earnings history. And if they're married, potentially look at a claiming strategy that might work best for them in its entirety. So if there's a husband that was a higher earner and a spouse that maybe didn't work or didn't work a complete 10 years, then there are different strategies that can be used. We can look and help people who have been widowed.
Yeah.
There are claiming strategies for deceased spouses. There are claiming strategies for children who are entitled to disability benefits based upon their parents' earnings and their claiming strategies.
Yeah. Wow. A lot of little nuances.
Absolutely.
There.
Yeah. And there are some things you can do on your own on the Social Security website. What I can provide is a report that's much more comprehensive.
Yeah.
And again, the services I provide are at no cost.
Yeah. Yeah. That's I might be calling you soon.
I hope that you do.
Because I noticed in my generation, they moved the goalpost for what they call full maturity to claim the benefits. My generation is at now 67 when I thought it was going to be 65. What's going to happen, you know, 10 years down the road, again, they move that goalpost again for this younger generation.
That is a potential. If you listen to the news, there's always news that says Social Security isn't going to exist after this time frame or that time frame. And there are developments that are happening behind the scenes with Social Security, and it could potentially be changing the retirement, full retirement age.
Sure.
It could be for people to pay taxes on higher amounts that once you hit a certain amount, you no longer have to pay Social Security tax on. And it could also be that the Social Security and Medicare tax gets increased.
So talk about what's a general session. When someone calls you up, let's say I call you up, Margaret, and say, can I come over to your office or do you come over to our home and help me, you know, decipher all of this?
What we would start with is to make sure, first of all, that you have a login.gov account.
Okay.
And we can establish that, like I said, as long as there's a device that we can use that belongs to you and that you have an individual email and you're able to check that device for a verification email from Social Security or login.gov.
Okay.
Once we have that established, we can look at your earnings records. We can look at them from the time you first started working.
Yeah.
And then we download that information into my system.
Okay.
To manipulate the numbers and look at what potential claiming strategies would help you best. Whether you want to draw at 62, whether you want to wait until full retirement age and draw at 67, whether you have a spouse, whether you have a deceased spouse. Okay. And
how about a cat or a dog? Does that make a difference?
Unfortunately, it doesn't.
Anyways, so how do people get a hold of you to set up an appointment to talk about Social Security or at least figure some of this stuff out?
Well, I'm an independent agent at MediQuest. My office is located at 15581 Railroad Street, which is next door to Edward Jones and across the street from Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering.
Okay.
I can be reached at 715-392-3123. That's a office line that rings through our superior office back to Hayward.
Okay.
Or for your convenience, you can reach me on my cell phone.
Oh.
715-529-1675. And I also do accept text messages, but please identify who you are.
Yes, yeah. Because I get that too. I get numbers that show up and say, hey, Mark, how's it going? It's like, do I know you? I don't know. But thank you, Margaret, for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks again for having me.
All right. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.